What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And Biden has signed yet another executive order designed to use federal agencies to forcibly guarantee equality of outcome instead of equality of opportunity for Americans. And Biden tacitly admitted his administration is collaborating, with a prominent leftist group to advance neo-Marxism throughout the U.S. government. Now, the executive order is titled Further Advancing Racial Equity and Support for Underserved Communities Throughout the Federal Government. And it seeks to expand the administration's so-called equity advancing requirements for agencies. Equity is a term regularly employed by leftists to cover up their true goal of dismissing merit and real equality in favor of discrimination on the basis of skin color. And a prime example of equity in action could be seen in Virginia, where several high schools in Fairfax and Loudoun counties admitted to withholding national merit awards from deserving students in order to avoid hurting the feelings of those not awarded. Okay. And as the Federalist reported, Asian American students are highly represented among the recipients, and some believe withholding the awards to be an act of racially motivated biases against Asian students. And that's exactly what it is. They're in the name of anti-racism, they're committing racism. And the latest example comes from the University of Central Florida, which has adopted a radical diversity, equity, and inclusion programming that segregates students by race, condemns the United States as white supremacist culture, and encourages active discrimination against the oppressor class, meaning white, male, heterosexual, able-bodied, and Christian. So, sounds like a declaration of war to me. And if I were a parent, I wouldn't let my kid go to a school like that. You know, schools are supposed to be about education, and they're failing miserably on that one. All right. Chicago mayoral candidate Jamal Green launched a new line of attack recently when he suggested that one of his critics, because of that individual, believes that parking violations should be enforced. And Green insists that his critic is a racist for believing the government should enforce parking violation laws. I mean, that's how silly it is. And they're out there saying that, you know, the lack of animals in wildlife in black communities is another sign of white supremacy. There was another teacher came on out and said that if you call blacks taking things from the stores thievery, you're being a white supremacist. I mean, that's how ridiculous and over the edge this has got. Down in Florida, a middle school teacher has been put on leave after filming a skit where white students were forced to bow down to black students. And this was about Black History Month. And they made white schoolgirls act as servants for the black girls, taking off their jackets, hand-feeding them snacks, and kneeling in front of them and bowing down. And the parents are understandably very, very upset about that. And again, you don't end racism by being racist. Somebody is fanning this up, okay? And here's another good example. Apparently, there were drawings given to black students at a Southern California elementary school, which has resulted in one parent pulling their child from the institution. Now, the sketches contain pictures of a stick figure being lynched, messages including "You're my favorite monkey" and "To my favorite cotton picker." And frankly, this feels like a psyop to keep increasing racial tensions. Remember, the government needs us to fight each other to keep us from uniting together and fighting against them. All righty, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Dave in Orlando. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. It's a rare treat that I actually have a chance to call you, so I certainly appreciate this. I was off, sick for quite some time, and I had a lot of time to sit around, and I got into watching YouTube videos of all things, trains, and the engineers would put these GoPro cameras in the front of their cabs there, and I'd look at these. I enjoyed watching. I still do watch these trains over in Europe, like Switzerland and Germany and France. And you've got, I mean, I know you've been there. I haven't. I don't, but you've got this beautiful infrastructure. You got these high-speed trains doing 200 miles an hour. I'm not all on board with European socialism, don't get me wrong, but as you've said, you know, the before, that you know, they pay high taxes in Europe, but at least for the most part, they have something to show for it.
Yes, they do.
Whereas here, we're paying God knows how many trillions of dollars to fund the war machine. I think just the interest payments alone to fund the national debt, which is mostly the Federal Reserve, is, you know, at least $1 trillion. And I think the income tax just covers that. And it's, as we say here in the hood where I live, this is why we can't have nice things.
Yes. You're absolutely right. I mean, the government is not paying down the principal on the national debt. That's why it keeps on growing. All they can do is make the interest payments. And the really silly part of it all is Congress could revoke the charter of the Federal Reserve anytime they want to do it. But the Federal Reserve is a very generous donor every election cycle. And politicians, you know, we've got the finest politicians money can buy.
Well, I've been listening to you, Mike, since the Alex Jones days, and I continue to hope and pray. Well, maybe not in your case, pray, but I hope and pray I live long enough to see the day this thing suffers a Soviet, you know, style collapse. And is there one more thing, Mike, if I can mention real quick? You know, I am a Canadian citizen. I lived here. You know, I moved here legally, so, you know, relax, Tom. I'm legal. But I've got, you know, friends and family back in Canada, and I follow the Canadian media. And one of my, you know, favorite Canadian callers is Al in Canada. And
yes,
he uses a terminology that Americans might not be familiar with, and that is, you know, Canadians having to renew their mortgages. Now, you or I, you know, we get a mortgage, you know, they give us a term, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, whatever, and, you know, that's when the mortgage is up. But in Canada, it works a bit differently. They amortize the payments over that period of time, but the mortgage literally expires in a certain period of time, 2 years, typically 5 years. 5 years is pretty much the max. And at the end of the mortgage term, in 2 years or 5 years, the homeowner has to take out a new mortgage to pay for the remaining balance on the house. And if the homeowner's credit has slipped, you know, the interest rate is going to go up. Well, it's going to go up now anyway. If the homeowner's, you know, credit has slipped, the homeowner might not be able to get a mortgage at all, in which case, you know, he or she, they'll lose the house through no fault of their own. So they're looking at an economic catastrophe in Canada as these mortgages come due, because they have to go to their banks and get new mortgages for another 5 years, and they won't be able to afford them. It's just, like I said, it's going to be catastrophic.
Yeah, it is, and it's all very predatory, and, you know, we're ruled by politicians and bankers who see us as walking wallets and not much else.
Well, I hope you won't mind me saying, but back in 2017, when my wife told me that she wanted to move to Florida, it was for medical reasons, for her health, and she really has benefited. But putting that aside, again, please, I don't want folks getting mad at me, but I said, if you want to move to Florida, if you want to move to the U.S., that's fine. But I'll tell you right now, as screwed up as America is, and I said this back in 2017, I told her, as screwed up as America is, we'll always be better off than had we stayed in Canada. And I'm sorry to say, but the last couple of years in Canada, it's just, I just can't believe it. You know, I tune into Canadian media, you know, radio on my phone app. I listen to radio out of Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal, and to listen to what's going on up there, you'd think you were listening to an English language station out of Cuba. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, Yeah, it's happening all over the globe. And I know there are a lot of people who are saying, boy, things really suck here. Where else can we move to? And you look around and you say, it's just as bad everywhere because it's all part of this so-called global reset.
Well, as Ronald Reagan said, after America, there's nowhere else to go. And take it from me, I know. There is nowhere else to go. You can't go to Canada, New Zealand, Australia. There is nowhere to escape. So as John used to say always, I mean, this is the last stand.
Yes.
And, you know, John used to talk about what he would call the cowards that had fled, and he said when we took this country back, he'd be at the airport to meet them and, you know, deal with them. I really miss John. I'm sorry.
I do too. I do too.
Anyway, Mike, I won't keep you. Thank you so much, and all my love and gratitude to you and Claire. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hello, Mike. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about January 6th. And,
yes.
You call it fake truthers, I guess. You know, people who spoil the punch bowl. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we've discussed that before, but I think with this release of video evidence from January 6th, you're going to have two prongs of attack. You're going to have people attacking it on the upside, you know, from Congress, from the mainstream media, trying to suppress it, trying to ignore it, trying to vilify it, you know. And then you're going to have people that are going to try to mischaracterize it.
Yes.
Now, yesterday, the previous caller was mentioning, you know, the founder and his and the show was what really happened. Not really happened. The National Intel Report. Well, last night, Michael Herzog had on a guest. His name is Trennis Evans. And he attended January 6th, and he went into the Capitol. And this story is pretty compelling. He didn't do anything, you know, as far as destroying property or attacking anybody. In fact, he tried to help police. He tried to calm everybody down. You know, your average patriot.
Yes.
And his story sounded very credible. You know, the way they came to visit him at first, the plainclothes FBI agents, we just want to talk to you. And then they waited a few weeks and then came in the early morning with the SWAT team and the whole nine yards, the fire trucks and the sheriff's department blocking off the streets, arrested him. Well, we had some callers that called in later on, basically calling him a fraud, saying that he was a Fed, that he was an actor, that Ashley Babbitt wasn't shot, it was all staged.
I'm pretty certain Ashley Babbitt was, in fact, shot. But you're right. There's going to be a lot of attempts to, you know, muddy things up and try and blunt the impact of the videos. And so the best advice is, you know, ignore the garbage calls and actually just look at the videos and evaluate them for yourself. Okay. And Mike in the control room is saying that, yes, we're getting a lot of garbage calls and that you're correct that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed? I noticed this on the Alex Jones show at first, I guess because they're more obvious, more ham-fisted, but you have callers or stage callers or they're like voice actors. They sound all folksy, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a truther down here in Oklahoma and end up
Pushing
out some garbage. You know what I'm saying? So just watch out for that. And I'm curious if any other callers heard it, they want to comment. And that's all I had. I appreciate you taking a call.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot, Bruce. And, there's a lot of online shills. There are whole companies that specialize in faking calls to talk radio to push various agendas. And, you know, the release of these January 6th surveillance tapes, and as I said before, these tapes are the property of the American people, but it is going to undermine and destroy the official story of this January 6th protest. And that's why everybody's panicking, and they're trying to come up with some reason where they can shut down Fox, they can shut down Tucker Carlson, they can shut down, you know, the House of Representatives for having released these. And, you know, you can smell the panic in the wind. All righty, we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, okay, Mike. Good day to you guys, everybody in RBN. Yeah, Mike, here's what's on my mind. First off, before I go to this guy, I couldn't call in yesterday, but a guy from Monday, I want to talk to this guy from New York about something. But before I go there, Mike, I want to talk about yesterday's call from Marco.
Mm-hmm.
I hope everybody listened to that call because Marco is very passionate telling the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth about our country. And I thought he was a great call Marco made because Marco hit it right on the target, on bullseye, when he's saying, hey, we're being invaded. These young men are coming here. Mike, I tell you right now, I hardly see any illegal women around here, but I see a lot of illegal men in South Florida area. Now, where are the women at? What are they doing? And by the way, the guy was talking about the housing, the last caller, the call before, Bruce. The guy was talking about 6.5% interest rate on the houses. And then, Mike, 9%, they're already declining by October when we might be in a massive depression. Some of these networks in October, when the stock market collapsed again, like in 1929. And this is very possible, Mike. Now, Mike, here's the reason I really called your show. That's just, I had to spew that out there because I wanted to let you know that, you know, the interest rates are going to go up. They're building condos everywhere. I mean, townhouses,
yes,
whatever you want to call them, or apartments for all these illegal aliens. Mike, where are they putting all these illegals, first off? Where the hell are they putting them? In hotels at $500 a night?
Yeah, they are in New York, and, you know, the people who have businesses around those hotels are suffering because nobody wants to go anywhere near those areas anymore because of, you know, the behavior of the illegals. And meanwhile, we have legal American citizens, including veterans, who are sleeping in the streets and eating out of trash bins. And to me, that's a very screwed up set of priorities.
Well, Mike, all you have to do is look at Anaheim, California, San Francisco. In San Francisco, you got the poop control. That's not just only for the American citizens. That's for the illegal aliens in there. But here's what I got to tell you, Mike. Here's the main thing, the reason I called your show. It's about the caller Monday was condescending me about Adolf Hitler was, you know, they can't. Well, Mike, let me ask you a question. We don't know if Adolf Hitler was a Jew or what he was. But I can promise you this, Mike. We need to who. I want that guy to call in. I hope he calls in today. And I want everybody in RBN to hear this. I want this guy to call in, and I want him to refute me on Lenin, who was a Bolshevik Marxist Jew. And I also want to talk about the biggest murderer in World War II, Mike. You know who that was. I called another show earlier, and everybody, they freaked out what I was telling them. You know who that was, right, Mike?
Okay, yeah, we have a bad connection. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, Mike, who was the biggest murderer in World War II? And right after World War II? No, he wasn't.
Are you talking about Eisenhower?
No, I'm talking about the murderer. The one guy nobody ever talks about, and that guy should talk about, because he was trying to defend a Jew in that situation. He can't, Mike, because it was Levente Beria. Levente Beria was he was under taking orders from Stalin, I guess, but actually he was murdering left and right. Beria. And Beria actually was murdered by Stalin because he was messing around with his daughter, trying to molest Stalin's daughter, if I'm not mistaken. Is that true?
I don't know that part of Russian history, but it certainly would be interesting to find out. And if Beria was messing around with a little girl, then, you know, congrats that he got shot. I don't blame Stalin for shooting a guy who's molesting his daughter.
Well, Mike, here the reason I brought that up is because, you know, all we hear is about Hitler, but we never hear about what Beria was doing. We never hear what the Red Army, the Russian Army, was doing. You know, a lot of your callers don't realize what happened in Berlin, Mike, in 1945 when the Russians came in there. The hordes that came in there, what they did to the German women. It was pathetic. And they jumped in the canals. They're like they did in Japan. They were jumping in canals because they knew they were going to get raped and murdered by the Red Army. That's what I read that up, Mike. That's in the history books. Okay, a lot of the German people don't know. And, Mike, and as far as Dresden goes and all the bombing, those bodies were stacked up at 100,000 in Dresden.
Yeah, and you know, Dresden wasn't part of the war machine. I mean, they were a craft city.
Right.
You know, Dresden, China was like no famous worldwide. But you know, unfortunately, bad things happen in war, and unfortunately, we're about to learn that hard lesson all over again.
Yes, exactly right, Mike. But you know that caller was condescending, talking about, well, that guy Tom. Hey, listen, why don't you do some homework on Russia and the Bolshevik and Lenin and what the Bolshevik Jews did to the family of Russia, the Tsar. Look at how they.
All right, well, Tom,
gotta
let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we will be back with more calls after these few words.
Oh, yeah. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model Easy 4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man.
Welcome back to our show here, and before we go back to the phone calls here, Mike in the control room has asked me to remind you that RBN has official RBN t-shirts, which I wish I was wearing today, but I'm not. For a donation of $50, you can get a RBN official t-shirt, and for higher donations, you can even get more shirts so you can wear them more often and still get them through the laundry and everything like that. And as always, we thank you for your continued support, both for RBN and whatreallyhappened.com. Because we are under attack, you know, our lines of revenue are constantly threatened. You know, I got kicked off of PayPal, and it's just become an ugly, ugly mess out there. And I think for all intents and purposes, we are seeing a civil war, but so far it is being kept virtual and online, which is certainly preferable to the old-fashioned way where children can't play in the backyard out of fear of rapidly moving metal projectiles ending their lives. So let's hopefully it will stay virtual and not go someplace else. All righty, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Rattlebone in Colorado. Hello, Rattlebone. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mr. Rivero. Last time I called you was on my birthday, and you sang me a wonderful, wonderful, but perverted happy birthday.
Yeah, I remember that one. Okay.
Thank you, my man. So what's on my mind today is murder.
Okay.
I'm not saying that I'm going to go out and do it. But, you know, what has bothered me for probably a year, I believe, is the World Health Organization. You're the only person I ever heard, and it really irritated me, about 2.5 months ago or 2 months. You said a treaty, supersedes the Constitution.
Hang on. Let me clarify. The Constitution says that treaty obligations are the highest law of the land as long as they don't conflict with the Constitution itself. There's a little bit of a qualifier. What makes this treaty controversial is the idea of Biden surrendering our medical sovereignty to this international organization whose true objectives regarding world health are currently unknown. And they may be part of this depopulation agenda. They've been caught in some other acts of like covertly sterilizing people in Africa. And, you know, Biden is doing this without congressional approval, which is normally required. When you sign a treaty, the Congress, the Senate, has to ratify it. And Biden is using a workaround where he can sign this and declare it to be the law of the land without getting confirmation.
How can he trump? Well, we have gutless politicians. That was a really stupid thing for me to say. Murder. That's what they're going to do to us. You know, I came over to Colorado for hopefully more freedom, but there's a lot of people that like to have sexual relations with our governor over here in the state, unfortunately, Michael. Michael, where can I find out more about treaties and definitions so I could be much more succinct about my explanation for it?
You can do an online search. I wouldn't go with one of the compromised search engines. You might try Yandex, which is located in Russia, and they tend to provide fairly accurate results to inquiries.
Is that Yandex?
Yeah, Yandex, and okay. There's also, let's see, there are other search engines as well. I wish I could think of one right now. Yandex is basically where I go.
Okay, I will try that one because I do like Duck.
That's another good one. DuckDuckGo.
Okay. I'm going to go back and listen to your show yesterday for the comments and the phone calls because Marco is really cool.
Yes.
So this is it for me. When they sign this, as a medical professional, I consider that murder. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to listen to anybody other than RBN, you know. But this is really it for me, and I'm in a foul mood since my birthday.
I don't blame you.
Okay.
To heck with anger management, we're all pissed off.
I know all the psychobabble, having been a psychiatric technician to get me through nursing school. So I would put the psychobabble back on my instructor, and we just ground ourselves into no conversation whatsoever, okay? But to let that institution know, no, I know this jive. You know, I hear what you say is this. Oh, yeah, you hear what I say is this. And I hear what you say, and so you just got nothing to say. So I'm sorry, I'm very irritated here, but all I can think of, And I got one family member that has been coming to see the light, that big train in the tunnel, but she's coming to see the light now, and I send her stuff about the World Health Organization. So I thought it was actually going to be like at the end of May or June where they were going to
announce.
No,
it's going to be end of this month. Biden will sign that. Anyway,
right.
Rattlebone, I got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, and we'll be back with other calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go to the phones to Richard in New York. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to bring up this Clinton thing. There was a Tim Pool video that just came up in the last probably hour or whatever on BitChute, and it was talking about there's a Hillary Clinton aide that was found last May dead, hung in a tree or something, and shot with a gun.
Yeah.
And I guess tied to Epstein. And so it's just looking like it's all adding up for Hillary Clinton to be finally investigated by the FBI.
Was not tied with Hillary Clinton. He was tied to Bill Clinton, and it's thought he facilitated Jeffrey Epstein coming to the Clinton White House. And, Hillary probably was not happy with what Bill Clinton was doing down there, on Epstein's island. But the death is definitely suspicious. For one thing, he was shot through the chest and there was no gun found at the scene. And it's pretty sure that Mark himself did not, move the gun away after it had been used. So this is another one of these strange deaths. And it's been officially ruled a suicide, which is absolutely meaningless in this day and age. This was definitely a killing, and it was done in a way to send a message to anybody who knows anything about Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton. Keep your mouth shut, or you're going to wind up hanging in a tree with a hole in your chest.
All right. So, okay. Well, I think there might be something. Maybe this is nothing to Hillary at all, but I believe that soon they will be, because what do you think about the Trump thing? It's all falling apart on them. I mean, did you see that interview with the CNN person and whatever you call it? What is it? What are they called? What was that person? The grand jury person?
Oh yeah, that four person. I mean, what a ditz. You know, and she's out there just giggling and saying it would be cool to be in the room with Trump, and, you know, that's why we wanted to subpoena him. And, you know, I mean, completely discredits the entire process. And even CNN is saying this has turned into a prosecutor's nightmare.
Yeah. So, and then on top of that, when she's like, do you think it's going to go the way everyone's expecting? She's like, yeah, I think so. She's like, everyone that's watching and paying attention, she's like, maybe.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. When that woman asked that question, CNN, she's kind of pointing out that her and others know about the people know a certain understanding only, and the real understanding, and how they've been playing that card.
Yeah.
Because why else would she ask that question unless she was aware of that card in the first place, which we all know that they are, but that just proves kind of that they have the understanding.
Well, I mean, something that's really obvious to me is, how did this person get through the jury selection process? Because, juries are supposed to be unbiased people, uninterested people, and this lady clearly had a bias going into this. How did she wind up not just on the grand jury, but in charge of it?
And she's in charge?
Yeah, she's the four person.
Oh, that's what that is.
And then the idiocy of allowing her to do a media tour, I mean, that was probably one of the biggest mistakes they could make.
And how do you spell it? You said a four person? What was it?
The four person. You know, we used to call them foremen, but now because of political correctness, it's a four person.
Okay, four person, that's what it was. Okay, that's what it was. All right, so you don't think anything's going to be happening with Hillary Clinton at all anytime soon?
Well, it could eventually. I mean, people are still looking into the Seth Rich murder, and it could possibly unravel. What is really amazing is how the government as a whole is totally corrupt, and it's going to protect itself. That's why we had all these courts, including the Supreme Court, are refusing to even hear the cases regarding election fraud in 2020 and 2022. They didn't even want to see the evidence. I mean, that's how scared they were.
All right. Well, we'll see. Okay. Talk
all right. Thanks a lot.
Have a good day. Bye.
All right. And we're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just thinking about the great Alex Jones, you know, and his posse over there. People are held on hold for over an hour and a half, or 45 minutes when mm-hmm. they get online. You know, they never criticize Alex. You know, I've been on hold for an hour and 45 minutes, Alex. Man, you're the greatest. Yeah, I just want to kind of put in a plug, Alex. Can I get to it? Yeah, Brain Force Plus. Now, that's the stuff you need to buy. I mean, if you go to the Ron Gibson channel and you read the comments aren't nothing like the phone calls. The comments are all, you know, just calling Jones out for the shill that he is. But you can't listen. Alex Jones is, he's right there in, good old Austin, Texas, along with the rest of you guys. It's where the IRS's headquarters is. You know that, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah. I think Alex has been a Fed from way back. And he has
know if it's going all the way back. I mean, he's always proclaimed he's a friend of Israel. And, way back when I was actually a guest on his show, every time the call would end, you know, Alex would do damage control on behalf of Israel. There's a video over on YouTube where he's out there saying, I'm a friend of Israel. I always will be. And, you know, that's when all of a sudden the money started coming in to build his media empire. But I think, you know, he got hit with that massive lawsuit. And I think that is being used to strengthen control over him. And some of the stuff he's been putting out lately, you know, I'm really having to question its accuracy. And of course, you know, he's talking about, you know, a large audience and a large financial commitment to his media empire, and he may be engaging in gratuitous sensationalism to just try and keep his audience large and keep the revenues coming in. He's definitely not quite the focusing on truth that I knew him years ago.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, whatever. I mean, you know, him and Hal Turner are both, and I think, maybe you're doing it too, but nuclear war is imminent with Russia. When these rickety old people are going to Kiev, like Pelosi and the president, can it really be that dangerous, Mike? I mean, really? I mean, couldn't Putin destroy Ukraine with his fleet of MiG-29s, that old technology? I mean,
well,
this is really,
Putin does not want to destroy Ukraine, and he's trying very hard not to give the West an excuse to launch all-out war, which the West has certainly signaled they want to do. What Putin wants to do is demilitarize and denazify the eastern part of Ukraine in order to stop the attacks on ethnic Russians in that region.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for taking the call.
All right, you've got it here, and we're going to go to Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I have a question. I think it's appropriate to both you and I, since we both worked in the film industry, or were contracted by the film industry. How long does it take to edit maybe a minute or two of film? How many man hours goes into the...
That's an open-ended question, because, you know, it depends on... the content and the direction. I mean, some films, you know, it's just, a crash edit together and it's over and done within a few hours. If you're editing an action sequence, that can take a very, very long time. Why are you asking this? You must be trying to make a point.
Well, the fact that they are finally releasing some of the video record of the January 6th event. I'm experiencing the same delay in violation of what's called the Brady versus Maryland Act.
Yeah.
You know, expeditious delivery of the exculpatory or even incriminating evidence. And they've withheld all that video record for all these months, I should say.
Yes, they did.
Same thing in the case that if you go to tominutah.com, you can see the video editing that the prosecution has affected in the material they gave us 2, 3, 4 years later. It's really interesting.
Selective editing going on, and you have to be aware anytime you see a cut, something may have happened. Well, what's really funny is now the January 6th committee is coming on out saying that Tucker Carlson is just going to cherry-pick the video to tell the story he wants to tell, like the January 6th committee has not already been doing that all these months.
It's already been cherry-picked,
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, if you go to the case that I've been involved as an expert, you can see those clips if you're very, very observant. You'll see an individual walking up a stair and then disappear, or you'll hear a statement made and it's clipped in half of the word. And I can just imagine how carefully they've gone through those records in the January 6th to make sure that nothing is supportive of, you know, the innocence of these people, or they make it look like, you know, photoshopping
everything.
Well,
that's a lot of tape to go through, and the stuff that's already leaked out, is very much undermining the official story. There are limits to what they can legally do to the evidence. I mean, if somebody actually caught them editing the videos, that would even be worse than withholding them originally. It's like Richard Nixon said, it's not the crime that gets you, it's the cover-up.
Well, that's what I'm seeing in the case I'm dealing with, as well as what I perceive as the case with the January 6th thing. They've had all this time to go through and carefully select.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just like in the case with mine, there's a hour and 40 minutes missing in one film, one camera, and you know that's the critical evidence where they prove, they would prove the innocence of these people.
Well, you remember Richard Nixon's missing 18 minutes? I mean, that was pretty obvious and heavy-handed, and I assume they're going to be a little more sophisticated now. But see, let's see. The problem is that, again, if they are editing those videotapes, it's going to show, you know, and these were tapes, you know, that they had said, we're not going to release them. And then all of a sudden, McCarthy said, yeah, I'm in charge of the House of Representatives, and you're going to release this information. And so I think he caught them by surprise, and I don't know that they would have had enough time to go through and sanitize the video. Because in their minds, they were saying the American people are never going to see these videos anyway. Wrong. We are, in fact, going to look at them. Anyway, Tom, going to let you go. I got a bunch of calls I'm going to try and get to before the end of the show, which is coming up shortly. So let's go to Joe in Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
No, yeah. The Seymour Hersh article, the latest one, confirms everything that I was thinking about when I sent you those emails about vault ops. Apparently, Seymour Hersh claimed that King Harold of the Nobel War Prize was the one that pushed the button. there was, they probably would have got all of them if they'd have just done it right away. But at any rate, yeah, it was clear to me that Norway had the most to gain from all of this with their state-owned oil industry, and they were whining about their bottom line not long ago. They'd lost a bunch of money. I don't know what it was, crypto or whatever. but yeah.
Well, and Denmark, see, Norway Sweden, did not have as... Norway did not have as strong a motive as the United States. I mean, first of all, Norway doesn't export that much oil, so it's not a significant factor. And again, the major motivation for actually destroying the pipeline was so that Biden couldn't resume the flow of gas to Europe if Europe decided to walk away from Joe Biden's war. Now that Europe is economically dependent on U.S. energy supplies, even though they're paying more for it, they're going to do what Biden tells them to do. He's got them by the oil cans, and so that's what's going on. And, you know, Norway certainly took part. It was a Norwegian plane that dropped the sonobuoy that triggered the explosives. You know, the all fingers are pointing to the White House as being the author of this, especially when you look at all the videos of Biden and his officials saying, we're going to shut down that Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And apparently they did.
Sure, they did. But I put it the other way. It was Norway that hatched this plot. Don't discount the UK or the Danes, for that matter.
Well, you know, the UK has suffered tremendous economic harm because of the loss of the Nord Stream 2. All of Europe has, and they know who did it to them. Anyway, Joe, we're getting close to the end of the program, and we're going to go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Listen, the first thing about this latest jury, the forewoman, she was definitely ditzy. And I'll tell you, something's really odd about this whole thing because she should have been sanctioned. In any other thing, in any other proceeding, she would have somebody like that would have been sanctioned by the judge and even held in contempt. You can't do what she did. So something is very unusual about that. Especially, you know, I'm surprised, you know, how would they pick somebody like that as the foreperson? I've sat on three juries and nobody in the jury would pick somebody like that.
That was the point I raised. How did she get through jury selection? She shouldn't, you know, she was obviously biased. And, you know, how did she make it onto the jury and let alone, you know, be running the thing? And,
right,
you know,
yes,
whoever
yes.
allowed her to do a media tour, that was just plain insanity. They had to know ahead of time how she was going to come across.
Right. Mike, let me get to you, because I know you got other callers. I want to talk about the WHO treaty.
Yes.
Now, I just want to say that Ron Johnson is leading some kind of, rebuttal, you know, campaign against it. Or I don't know if it'll be successful, but I will tell you that for your listeners, if you really want to find out about this treaty, go on Twitter and just do a search. There's lots of, even-handed articles and stuff about it. And
there are. Okay, Steve, stay on the line. We're going to take a break for a commercial, and I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to
hemppaste.com/RBN. hemppaste.com/RBN. RBN.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Our program, last segment in the show tonight, and we're finishing up with Steve in West Virginia. Steve, just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, Mike, I'm going to make this quick. Okay, the main thing I want to tell your listeners and discuss with you is that One thing I want to tell your people, that if you're going to take an international trip, go to Europe or go to the Orient or, you know, Southeast Asia or whatever, do it this year, because I believe what's going to happen is they're going to, with this WHO treaty, what they're going to do is they're going to come out with some kind of international vaccine passport. And I think they're going to come out with it maybe by November or early next year in 2024.
That's definitely a real possibility, and it's an area of concern, especially when you consider this is a license for the government to pump any chemical into you that you want without your permission. Otherwise, you can't fly to see your family on holiday and so forth and so on.
Yeah.
And, it's part of the New World Order dictatorship, and a lot of people are opposed to it, but they're moving ahead with it. Okay.
Let me tell you the one good thing about it, though. Both Democrats and Republicans are totally against it. There's the people that took the shots are against this whole thing. So that's one good thing we have going for us.
Yeah, but Biden is going to, you know, sign this treaty in a way that he thinks he doesn't require Senate ratification, and that's the danger. Anyway, Steve, got to let you go. Right. We're almost done with the show here.
I'll call you tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, call me tomorrow here, and Mike in the control room wants me to shout out. Rob in the Dakotas made a major donation to RBN, and he's getting a few of the official RBN T-shirts for that. We're going to go to Jeff in Ottawa. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, the attacks on Alex Jones are tiresome. You know why Alex Jones makes lots of money? Because he works hard. And most radio hosts don't. That's why.
I take exception to that comment because I work very hard at what I'm doing. It's not just doing the show. It's the show prep.
I'm just saying he's very effective with it. That's why there's jealousy and I get tired of it.
No, I'm not jealous of him. I am concerned because, he does have his biases.
I'm talking about in general. Of course, everybody has biases. I don't agree with everything he says. I despise Israel. Everybody in Biden's cabinet who's anybody is a Jew. Just look at it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
They replaced the one guy with Zenz who was a Jew. Whether it's one Jew or another. I call the United States the Jew United States of America. Prove me wrong. The United States has been Israel's bitch since 1947. Just as the EU is America's bitch. And I hope Putin takes them to the cleaners. I want Putin to win in Ukraine. I would like to see him take his... I saw the helicopter go down with some of Zelensky's crooks, and I cheered. I said, I hope they're afraid when they crashed and blew up, because that's what they deserve. They're criminals. And that entire country is a huge criminal enterprise. That's why Biden's over there
Ukraine
trying to...
Ukraine is very, very corrupt and... I got to let you go. We're pretty much at the end of the program right now. And let's see. Mike in the control room is saying that Janice Barcelo now has a show on the weekend here at RBM, 12 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. And so you might want to tune in for that. And Janice is also going to be the guest of William Repellum on the National Intel Report, which is following this broadcast here. So be sure and tune into it. And we should be hearing some music at some point. There it is. All right, we're at the end of the show, and as I just got done saying, tune into the National Intel Report. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support us both financially, and we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.